When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From UFOs to psychic powers and government conspiracies, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know. A production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, welcome back to the show. My name is Matt.
My name is Noel.
They call me Ben. We are joined, as always, with our super producer, Alexis, codenamed Doc Holliday Jackson. Most importantly, you are you. You are here. And that makes this the stuff they don't want you to know. It's Thursday, if you're hearing this as it comes out, which means it is time for our weekly listener mail segment where we hear from the best part of the show, you and your fellow conspiracy realists. We're going to go to some strange places. We've got some follow-ups on the situation ongoing in New Brunswick. We're going to hear from someone going under the handle, Mr. Tin Mouse, and we're also going to investigate a local mystery. Not only are we going to investigate this mystery, but I believe it's fair to say we are going to solve it to a degree. And this is maybe where we begin today, guys. Matt, Noel, have you all heard of the Oculus Temple?
No, but it sounds spooky and cool, and I'm excited to hear about it.
Oh, yes. I have heard it. I've seen it. I am in it right now. I'm pretty
what?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a state of mind.
I feel
mind.
Left out.
Oh, you'll be there. You'll be there very soon, my friend. So I didn't mean that to sound as cryptic as it perhaps did. This has nothing to do with the Oculus VR console, which... I'd love to hear everybody's thoughts on that. More on that in a second, because as you know, I have some reservations about it. But let's start with this voicemail from Anonymous.
Hey there, guys. Longtime listener. You can use my voice on the podcast if you want to. So I'm listening to today's most recent listener mail. And honestly, there's been something I've been wanting to call you guys about for a long time. It's called the Oculus Temple. It's in Damascus, Oregon. I've been there myself, but I don't want to sound biased about it. I would love it if you guys would do some research and talk about it on the pod. Hopefully you guys do. If not, that's fine. Have a great rest of your day. Love the show and can't wait to hear more episodes.
Okay. I love this sort of stuff. Thank you so much. Full disclosure, this caller did use their name. However, we did not get permission to use their name, so we're erring on the side of safety there. That's just the general policy we have. First things first, I had never heard about this. This reminds me of the Steelcase Pyramid. This reminds me of our earlier conversation about that mysterious church's chicken. You guys remember that one?
Yeah.
It doesn't ring a bell for me. The church's chicken? Reason. Mysterious church's chicken?
Yes.
Yeah.
The one that was and then wasn't all of a sudden. And yes, it was a whole thing.
A spooky church's chicken?
Yes. Well, it's like a...
I was out that day, you guys. No, I don't know about any spooky church's chicken.
Spoiler.
It sounds intriguing.
Spoiler for the excellent television show Fringe. Spoiler alert. 3, 2, 1. Maybe that church's chicken was from a different universe just to the left of ours. But here's the deal.
I'm pretty sure George sent us that message. I'm pretty sure.
So here's the deal. If you go to Damascus, Oregon, if you don't live in the area, it's quite possible that you've never heard of this place. It's pretty small. The population's like 10,000, 11,000 and change. And it is home to a very, very strange building. It's something that's been like, you know, we ask about this all the time. What are the local legends in your neck of the global woods? This one is often called the Temple of Oculus Anubis. And it's named after the Egyptian god of embalming, which is already kind of a flex, but the name itself is a little misleading. No one knows whether it's actually a temple. shout out to reporting on outfits like drivinvibin.com with Kyle and Olivia Brady. They said something I quite enjoyed, where they pointed out that if you're looking for Damascus, Oregon, you are finding it sort of in the middle of two other towns, Happy Valley and Boring. There are people who live in a town called Boring. I would love to hear what that's like.
It's right next to Weed, California, right? No.
And it's not that far from Portland, right?
Right, right, yeah.
Is it really next to Weed, California?
No, I don't. Well, I mean,
Weed is in upstate. Weed is in Northern California, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. So it could be.
And you know, if you think about the size of the universe, then everything on Earth is right next to everything else. But you know,
man, you always put such a positive spin on things. I love that.
Thanks, man. Let's try to put a positive spin on this. So if you are in Damascus, Oregon, you are going to hear about this place. People call it a temple, but nobody really knows if it's a temple. They know that there is a large front gate with some ancient gold symbols on it. And there is also visible from outside the property, there's a statue of the Egyptian goddess Sekhmet, who is often depicted as a lioness. You'll also see identical stone pyramids. This became a subject of a lot of speculation, especially in the online age of independent digging for mysteries. A lot of the stuff people said about it made me think it was pure speculation. You know what I mean? Like maybe someone visited the town, they saw the gates, they had pre-existing opinions about Egyptian folklore and religion and mythology, and then they just sort of styled on it, which is how many conspiracy theories work. That's why it's one of the most amazing forms of new folklore. That's also why you could call it a very American type of art, which I also read somewhere. Anyhow, there is a little bit of a, I would say, credible investigation into this, Anonymous, and it hinges on the story of an eye doctor, a guy named Dr. Dean Elton Neal, and his son, Anthony Curtis Neal. This was one of the only things that we could find reported in an actual paper, rather than, you know, just like creepypasta on Facebook or people making weird guesses.
So here's the deal with the Neal family. There were a lot of articles that came out about this mysterious property. And I want to shout out a place called Criminal, vocal.media. You can find it on by Keats Ross. Keats Ross spent a lot of time figuring out what actually is going on here. And back in 2016, they published an article called The Temple of Oculus Anubis Solved. And in this, I don't know if this will be disappointing to some people or if it will be kind of reassuring, but most of the crazy ideas are pretty easily debunked. There's not a bunch of cannibals in this small town eating people in some like Egyptian themed house party. There's not.
That's a bummer.
I know. But there's also not some kind of as far as we know, there's not some kind of like secretive theatrical Illuminati Eyes Wide Shut Kubrick-esque society frolicking out there. But there is this family, and it appears that they just really like Egyptian decor. We're going to speculate on this a bit in a respectful way. The thing is, there was actually conspiracy here, and it was real. That place I mentioned earlier, when I said a newspaper or media outlet published about this, Oregon Live connected the dots when they ran a piece that read, "Eye clinic manager convicted in huge healthcare fraud, puppet of father or partner in crime." That's referring to the son, Anthony Curtis Neal. He was prosecuted for health insurance fraud through the Neal family optometry business, and that was located up the way in Gresham, Oregon. He had embezzled, this is the son, about $2.5 million over the course of decades. And the question that prosecutors posed was whether he was a rogue actor on his own or whether this was the work of his father, like his dad told him to do it, using him as a proxy. And a lot of the money that they embezzled went to build this compound, which was, as of several years ago, it was still unfinished. And I just thought it's interesting because it's a really big place. It's a 35,000 square foot house, and it was built for the son, apparently, to live next door to his father. And they had tunnels on this compound that connected the son and father's house. They also had, like, of course, those weird statues. They had a helipad, they had a tennis court. Because why not? But can't you also, this is my question, this is just the design question, can't you also just have a helipad that can turn into a tennis court when you put up a net? I think it's an unnecessary flex to have both of those.
It does feel that way.
Theoretically, yeah. But yeah, there are some videos you can find online of people who have broken onto the property and taken footage of this place. And when Ben says 35,000 square foot house, he means it. It's there. It's completely unfinished, but there it's giant. It looks like cavernous rooms that almost feels like it was going to be a cathedral of some sort eventually, but made out of stone and metal. Rather than, I don't know, I don't even know how to describe it. It's creepy looking. And there's also weird footage of those purported tunnels that you described, Ben.
Yeah, yeah. And the credible research we found seems to indicate that those tunnels are part and parcel of the thing. But we haven't, Matt, you're absolutely correct. There's a series of pretty great urban exploration videos from people who have broken in, but we still are very scarce on facts, which is why I think Anonymous wrote to us. And Anonymous, let us know, by the way, if you are the source of some of those videos. So here's the problem with this story. This becomes a true crime story because the Neal family had divisions in the ranks, and the son, Anthony Neal, had a lawyer who was defending him in the case regarding this embezzlement. And Anthony Neal's attorney said that first, Neal is on the autism spectrum and that he had been terrorized by his father and that his father had done awful, unclean things, like repeatedly assaulted Anthony's mother when she was alive, that Anthony had been himself assaulted by a family acquaintance. The father knew of this and didn't do anything to protect his kid because he was worried it would tarnish his professional reputation. Yeah, he also was forcibly restraining people. The problem is that these aren't just wild, unfounded claims on the son's part, because there is a 1997 restraining order that the wife had taken out against Dr. Neal. This guy, Neal the Elder, died in 2015. He had never gone to court, never had any consequences for these alleged crimes, financial or the violent crimes we just described. However, the judge in the son's case did not buy these arguments, or at least did not think they absolved him of criminal activity. So he was sentenced 4 years ago with a year in federal prison, and then he had to pay millions of dollars to insurance agencies, to the IRS, and so on. The judge said, quote, "You are not dumb. You were certainly under the thumb of your father, but you knew right from wrong, so you do have culpability." Also, this was stood out. The judge said that the father, Dr. Neal, was, quote, "about as evil a person as you can imagine, especially involving his disabled son." So this thing does have a real and disturbing story behind it. The building still stands, but there's not public access to it at this point. I'm going to follow up probably on my own to see what it's like now. But if you are listening and you are located in or around Damascus, Oregon, we would love to hear your take. Have you been on the property? We will try to preserve your anonymity, of course. What did you find? And the thing that sticks with me, why the Egyptian decor? There has to be more to this story. Let us know if you can help us connect the dots. 1-833-STD-WYTK, conspiracy@iHeartRadio.com. We're going to pause for a word from our sponsor, and then we'll be back traveling to New Brunswick.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel.
Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
So tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back with something of an update. Everyone might remember that we recently, on a Strange News episode, Matt, I believe, brought to us a story about a mysterious ailment plaguing some citizens of New Brunswick and the province of New Brunswick. I believe that's what they call it there in Canadian terms. And we got an email from Lady Pharaoh. I think it's Pharaoh, F-E-R-O-X. Do you guys know about a game called Ark? I don't know about Ark. Apparently this is a reference to that game. I'm not sure if it's a board game or some sort of MMORPG, but I'm not familiar, but I think it's pretty, maybe Ferox, it's F-E-R-O-X. So
it's, I believe it's MMO, and I believe that's one that our buddy Dan Harmon played for a bit.
Okay. Okay. I'll have to check it out. I'm always in need for a new time suck. Matt's funny, not to derail us too much right away, but I've been really considering getting into Magic the Gathering arena. My buddy Matt Riddle, friend of the show, all of our buddies, Matt Riddle, is a big player in that space. I know you are too, so I actually told him about that, so he might hit you up. But
we're already friends, you guys, on Arena.
Oh, there you go. Boom. So Lady Ferox had this to say concerning the mysterious disease, directly from the perspective of, she described herself as a concerned New Brunswicker. Hi, STDWITK crew. Codename Lady Ferox here. Shout out to the ARK players. LOL. I was listening to your recent Strange News episode about the mysterious neurodegenerative disease happening in New Brunswick and was very surprised to hear my home province mentioned. This is something I had heard about briefly last year, but I had not heard the possible lobster angle. Oh, the infamous lobster angle. And that really got my wheels turning. First off, 90% in that study seems high to me. Even as a local, I would imagine that more people along the coast eat lobster than inland. But I would never guess 90% of the whole area's population eats lobster on even a weekly basis. But I would actually guess that the older the people you surveyed, the higher the percentage would get. This made me wonder what differences are there between a regular diagnosis of dementia and the mystery disease, if the person is old enough to be naturally suffering from dementia, more specifically Lewy body dementia, which has symptoms pretty much exactly like what they're describing, impairing of movement and thinking abilities, and can even cause hallucinations. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that's what Robin Williams had and was suffering from.
Correct.
Yeah, which it's almost like a body dysmorphic kind of like a component to it as well. It's very, very scary and not nearly enough known about it. Or what causes it specifically, you know, to from just regular dementia. The letter goes on. I'm bringing up Lewy body dementia specifically because there are two people I know who have died of this in the last few months alone. How do we know if it is something that is naturally occurring in people's bodies versus an environmental factor if they won't let scientists look for what caused it in those identified cases? Right. I tried looking for stats on people being diagnosed with dementia in our province over the last years or months, but so far I haven't found any. And this is a small area, relatively, so it shouldn't be that hard to get this kind of data. That was me. The fact that our provincial government is not allowing a deeper look into this sadly doesn't surprise me at all. If you just take a quick peek at the StatsCan websites on causes of death per province in 2020, the number of deaths in New Brunswick's, quote, information unavailable section grows at an alarming rate as the year goes on, from 15 in January to 590 in August. And no, we aren't the only province that seems to have that trend. But it doesn't instill confidence in thinking we are being given all the facts. I'm sure much of that is COVID, because our COVID death stayed at a nice even zero throughout those months. But it just shows that what Ben said is likely correct, that there are many more unseen roaches in our kitchen that our government doesn't want us to know about. Wow. A lot to unpack there. I mean, I think a big part, Matt, of the story was the lack of transparency around this, right?
Yeah, much of the story is about attempting to get a government body to investigate it further and, you know, to take further steps on checking out specific victims. There were a couple families that were quoted in one of the articles that they were attempting to have their loved one, even though they had passed away, tested for specific things to find out more information to see if this was in some way connected to other potential victims
with the support of
this unknown disease. Yeah. Yeah. And we postulated that the lobster angle was potentially had some kind of economic ties with New Brunswick and that entire region of North America. If it would have an effect on that on the fishing business and or lobstering, the crabbing business, what do you
whatever that's called. Lobstering.
I think lobbying. No, I'm just kidding.
I think that's different. But also involves putting things in cages.
Too true. Too true. Too right, as they say in the UK. Yeah, this is a big deal, because one of the questions that we posed for that angle or that speculation is why this is not being reported in like Eastern Maine, where there are a ton of fisheries and lobster outfits. The questions remain unanswered. Remain unanswered. Imagine Maine. But the issue here, I think, is that this also encourages further distrust in the Canadian government, not just on a regional level, but on a federal level. Like something as simple as we investigated, we did our due diligence, and we didn't find anything would go a long way to reassuring people. But this is, and to be clear, everything I'm about to say is true, and none of it should be taken as a defense of the U.S., which has its own walk-in closet overflowing with skeletons. Canada, as we found on this show, as a government, has historically had a very tough time acknowledging uncomfortable facts, like the residence schools or like the Highway of Tears. So if you are familiar with those sorts of precedents, it's completely understandable to think that there may be a cover-up or stonewalling going on. But we have not heard an official statement from someone in the government saying anything, really, you know, which to me is distressing. That's definitely shooting yourself in the foot or the claw or the tail. But I think that's a big piece of this.
And correct me if I'm wrong, anybody listening out there that maybe just listened to this to the previous episode, I believe one of the big pushes was to get an independent panel of experts to look at this thing and investigate it, maybe in conjunction with a government investigation, which feels like the best way to do it. And also just keep in mind, we're still talking about, I think, around 50 individuals
48,
who have been afflicted by this. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's changed since we've recorded it, but I'm assuming it's still around that number. So it shouldn't be that alarming to everyone living in New Brunswick. The only problem is it could be something associated with, you know, the diet of people who live in that area, which would be very troubling.
Yeah.
What do you make of the whole, you know, stats angle of it all? Is it a matter of like truly a cover up? Does it point to that? Or is it just a matter of a small area that is understaffed and that oftentimes maybe there's lag in this kind of reporting?
Yeah.
It's a good question. I think Lady Ferox or Furo, whatever it is, I just don't know Ark. I've never played it. I think they got it right when they're saying many of these unidentified causes do point back to COVID. And so it's undetermined whether or not COVID was the major factor in a death or it was something else and COVID related. I bet that has a lot to do with that stat you're talking about.
Right. Yeah. COVID deaths at zero. Did that stand out to anybody else in the email? There's also, you know, those 48 cases that we're referencing, we're using that number because that's what was confirmed by New Brunswick Public Health But as you know, Lady Faroe or Lady Ferox, that the roach thing holds true. And I'm glad that point stayed with you. There are clearly, at least according to the New York Post, there are clearly more suspected cases. And one anonymous source said that it could be as many as 150. It was interesting. I don't remember whether we mentioned this, but back in October of 2021, pathologists believed that they had identified the cause of at least 8 of those quote unquote mystery brain disease deaths. And that was Dr. Jared Janssen at the University of Ottawa.
Yeah. They had believed they had confirmed 8 of them, and they were unrelated, didn't have anything, you know, to do with each other. They were independent. The big questions came in when individual caregivers of people who were suffering from whatever neurological disease it was began showing the same symptoms or worse symptoms than the people they were caring for. And many of them were younger individuals.
Yeah. And that's just statistically, that's pretty unusual. Also, to be clear, the pathologist, once he claimed he had identified these 8 deaths or the cause of these 8 deaths, the families didn't all agree with his conclusions. I think especially one victim was said to have died due to complications from Alzheimer's, and the family was astonished, and they did not disagree. And you know, they're like whistleblowers active on this, sources that want to be anonymous. We talked a little bit about the possible environmental factors, but this is an ongoing case.
Wasn't the whistleblower from like a big health agency, or I mean, it wasn't like a government entity, but it was one of the largest. Yeah, it was a very large healthcare provider, if I'm not mistaken, there in Canada. So I don't know. It's something to keep an eye on. I don't know that there's been any big follow up in the media. So thank you, Lady Ferox, for the inside scoop from on the ground. So I think this is something that's very intriguing to all of us. And we'll have to see where the lobster angle takes us, or, you know, this Lewy body syndrome is also very interesting. And the idea that the symptoms are very similar and the disparity between the reporting in terms of the age. So I do think there's something to this, this theory. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back with another piece of mail or correspondence or what have you from you, the public.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Diamonds Direct spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel.
Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
So tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back. And we are immediately jumping over to a call we received from Mr. Tin Mouse. Here we go.
This is my quick story. So I went to a wedding a few weeks ago, and I met a guy whose father had passed away 10 years ago, and he worked in the CIA. And he told me that my dad was a CIA message drop. So if there was somebody that needed to pass messages to his dad, they dropped them off with my dad. And my dad had clearance enough to receive the messages. And so I looked up my dad's Korean War records, and one of the things listed for his unit was psychological warfare. So there's a lot of stories about this, but my dad never once mentioned this to me, and it was quite the shock that here I am related to somebody who was actually either in the CIA or part of the CIA, but he was so clandestine that I never even knew about it, and he passed away years ago. So if they don't want you to know, they will make sure you don't know, even if it's your dad. Just think about that. Thanks. Bye.
Just think about that. Okay, Mr. Tin Mouse. I'm going to think about that for a long time. Wow. Just the concept of finding something out about, you know, a loved one, in this case, a parent, a child, a spouse, something like that, that you never knew until after their passing, and especially finding out something like they were involved in intelligence work with the old agency. That's intense. And to find out through a third party, like a random guy that you didn't even know, or maybe they were acquaintances.
You already have to go to a wedding, which is like the worst, but at least you met someone interesting. And one thing I think is fascinating here is that Tin Mouse, it does not sound as if this person you spoke with was able to like provide their own supporting evidence other than their word. And psychological warfare or a PSYOP being listed does not necessarily mean that someone is in the trade. But it sounds like Tin Mouse is pretty convinced here, and it's not out of the realm of possibility. You know, people all live 1,000 different lives in the course of their own biological life. And people in general like to be good at what they do. So if part of being good at what you do is not telling people what you do, then you're going to strive for that. And the CIA vetting process is pretty intense. So they weed out people who would be, or they do their best to try to like weed out people who would have conflicts of interest or be attention seekers. You know what I mean? You don't want, like, if you want a good asset or operative, whether long-term or short-term, you're looking for someone who is easy to control, who is predictable in their actions, and really unassuming. That's one of the big things you want. Like, we talked in the past about how James Bond is a hilariously bad, just terrible spy. But a lot of the folks, like, The Americans does a great job of this in the realm of fiction. Those are two people who are so deep cover that not even their kids know that they're working for Russia. And they purposely, I think they run a travel agency, but they purposely try not to be too showy. They try not to be too too extroverted. They are aiming to be the kind of people that you would not think about again the moment they leave the room. And that's sort of the art.
That's the most important skill to have. It reminds me of a little bit of Black Widow, the Marvel movie, and the way that family kind of was embedded, and the children barely knew what was going on until it was time to scoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was intrigued by this, guys, and I gave a call back to Mr. Tin Mouse and spoke with him for a little bit. And I've got some more information that he's cleared me to share with y'all. Oh, wow. So let's go over some of this. He said he did some investigating into his father's time during the Korean War. He was in the Air Force, and he was assigned to a unit. This, I don't know how to say this correctly. Maybe you guys can help me out with it. It's the 6167th Air Base Group. So 6167th Air Base Group. You can find it on Wikipedia. He found it in a couple places, and he's got the insignia and the badge from his father, and it confirms that he was a part of this group. It's really interesting. They did some weird stuff. We were talking about psychological warfare here. It's true. They did all kinds of things. There are leaflet drops, psychological warfare voice missions, which is, again, this is a Wikipedia entry, so I cannot confirm that. Like what that means. I don't know what a voice mission would be, besides I'm assuming it just means they were broadcasting messages in Korean while in the Air Force. So they're probably flying C-47s and other airplanes. But it's some fascinating stuff. You can read a little bit more about it if you're interested. But for Mr. Tin Mouse, he was more interested in the concept that his father never once mentioned this other guy. He never mentioned his work with the agency. He never mentioned anything that would make him suspect in any way that his father was doing any, you know, message dropping or any work like this. So he described his dad. He said that his father was interested in dentistry, and he was going to dental school before he left for Korea and before he was deployed. And when he came back, Mr. Tin Mouse said his father never pursued dentistry again. He was into metal detecting. He had all kinds of rings and other things in this collection that he had of the items he'd found while metal detecting. And there was this one specific gold ring in his collection. And I believe, Mr. Tin Mouse, you have to correct me if I'm wrong here, but what I have in my notes is that one of those rings that was in his collection was made of dental gold. It was melted down like fillings. And other gold that would be used for work on the mouth. And if you like think about his interest in dentistry, think about his maybe connection with CIA. I don't know about you guys, but it took my mind to wonder if he was maybe involved in interrogation in some way, which is maybe really dark, maybe not true at all. But it's where Mr. Tin Mouse's mind went as well. I don't know.
I've got something that maybe, I think it's an important note, but it's a personal note that we need to communicate to you, Tin Mouse. Just because your dad never mentioned it, don't take that as any kind of like remark on your relationship with your father. If anything, he was just trying to be protective, right? And to maintain sort of a fire break between his personal life and the things he really cared about and the things that he did. Doubtlessly from his perspective in service of his country. A lot of folks don't know this, but North Korean forces got close to winning the Korean War for a time. It was not near as like simplified and sanitized as a lot of public school textbooks want people to believe, even if they mention the Korean War, which they often do not. And this outfit it was with, we do know, and has been publicly acknowledged by Uncle Sam, that the Air Force at this time was facilitating, at the very least, guerrilla operations during the war. This means they were dropping in partisan or proxy forces. They were conducting intelligence gathering activities. And to be fair, intelligence gathering activities is such an umbrella term. It's like saying sandwich, because there are hundreds of different types of sandwiches, right? Millions? Thousands at least. And this means that intelligence gathering can encompass anything from a low altitude cover of night flyover to try to get a sense of the enemy forces, but it can also include things like interrogation. At this point, we just don't know. And for a long time, conceivably for the future, the U.S. public is not going to know the full extent of how the sausage was made there.
Yeah. And sons and daughters may not know the full extent of what their dads did there, as was shown by our caller. So, yeah, I don't know, guys. This is just a really fascinating thing to me. I haven't explored the Korean War in the same way I have some of the other major conflicts that the U.S. has been involved in. And I feel like it's going to be worth my time and I should look into it. So I'm going to do that.
You might enjoy, if you want to learn more about this, you might enjoy an article by the National Interest written by Michael Peck. It's called, Yes, North Korea Could Have Won the Korean War. And this one's fairly recent. This came out in 2020. Of course, the National Interest has its own angle on things, so be aware of that when you're reading it. But if you have an interest in this, and we have some people in the audience today who may have been alive during that time, or seen the fallout, the aftermath of this war, which has not ended, by the way. It's at a ceasefire. They're still legally beefing. If you want to learn more about this, you might be surprised by how much attention historians put on the long tail consequences of this, the effects of it. Like, one of the weirdest things about a war that never ends is the demilitarized zone between the DPRK and the ROK, North Korea and South Korea, is tremendously biodiverse. It's nuts because people don't go there. Even with the landmines, it's a better deal for the animals. And a lot of the, a lot of the propaganda from the southern side is about that, about how great the DMZ is for biodiversity.
Nice. Silver lining. All right. Well,
then again, with the silver lining today.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, we did it.
We did. We did do it, Matt. And we couldn't do it without the help of our fellow conspiracy realists. So thanks not just to Anonymous, to Lady Ferox, to Mr. Tin Mouse, but thanks to everyone who has reached out to us, whether via snail mail, which we still get, whether via social media, or whether you have called us, whether you've just spoken our names into a mirror three times in the dark. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. If you want to take a page from their book and be a part of the show, we would love to have you. We try to be easy to find online.
All over the internet is where you can find us. The handle at Conspiracy Stuff will get you into our Twitter, our YouTube channel, where we post new videos of every single new episode, as well as our Facebook, where you can also join our Facebook group. Here's where it gets crazy. The handle at Conspiracy Stuff Show will get you to our Instagram.
That is correct. If you wish, you, like Mr. Tin Mouse, like Anonymous, can call us. You can leave us a voicemail. Please give yourself a cool nickname that you approve of that we can use on the show. And do use a nickname. Don't use your real name, just for safety's sake. That's for all of our sakes. Come on. You can do it. It'll be great. And make sure you give us permission to use your voice on the air. You've got 3 minutes. Say whatever you want. Bonus points if you make us and everyone listening laugh. And if you've got more to say than can fit in that 3 minutes, why not instead send us a good old-fashioned email? Our address is
conspiracy@iHeartRadio.com.
Stuff They Don't Want You to Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
We all can't help but wonder what adventure lies just over the next ridge. A Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada will take you there. If you're taking on your adventure in a new 2024 Nissan Rogue, class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Nissan's SUV has the capabilities to take you where you want to go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox